Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 49 today, verses 12 through 22. Jeremiah 49, verses 12 through 22. Here we continue to see the prophecy against Edom, which remember is the descendants of Esau. It says, "For thus says the Lord, if those who did not deserve to drink the cup must drink it, will you go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you must drink. For I have sworn by myself, declares the Lord, that Bozra shall become a horror, a taunt, a waste, and a curse, and all her cities shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an envoy has been sent among the nations. Gather yourselves together and come against her, and rise up for battle. For behold, I will make you small among the nations, despised among mankind. The horror you inspire has deceived you, and the pride of your heart, you who live in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagles, I will bring you down from there, declares the Lord. Edom shall become a horror. Everyone who passes by it will be horrified and will hiss because of all its disasters, as when Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities were overthrown, says the Lord. No man shall dwell there, no man shall sojourn in her. Behold, like a lion coming up from the jungle of the Jordan against a perennial pasture, I will suddenly make him run away from her, and I will appoint over her whomever I choose. For who is like me? Who will summon me? What shepherd can stand before me? Therefore, hear the plan that the Lord has made against Edom, and the purposes that he has formed against the inhabitants of Teman. Even the little ones of the flock shall be dragged away. Surely their fold shall be appalled at their fate. At the sound of their fall, of the earth shall rumble, and the sound of her cry shall be heard at the Red Sea. Behold, one shall mount up and fly swiftly like an eagle, and spread his wings against Bozra, and the heart of the warriors of Edom shall be in that day like the heart of a woman in her birth pains." Now here we see a prophecy about the very last days of the tribulation period, at the end of the tribulation period, about to head into the millennial kingdom with the judgment on Edom. Now there's a lot of reasons why Edom is going to be judged like this, never to be inhabited again, totally wiped out, no one to sojourn in her. We see other nations like the Ammonites. God said, "I'll restore the fortunes of the Ammonites in the end," though, during the millennial kingdom. And Judah and Jerusalem, "I'll restore their fortunes." But we don't see that promise for Edom. And there's lots of reasons, but a couple of the main ones I wanted to bring out to you. If you were to do a study of Edom and Esau, you'll find out that when the nation of Israel came out of Egypt and wanted to go into the promised land, the Esau's descendants, the Edomites, wouldn't let them pass through. They even said, "Look, we won't take a drink of anything. We won't even go off the path. We won't eat a piece of grain. We'll just walk on the road, just go through your land to get to where God wants us to go." And the Edomites said, "No, if you do, we'll fight you and we'll kill you." They wouldn't let them pass through. Yet, later on, years later, when God's bringing the Babylonians down to come and do judgment on Jerusalem, the Babylonians asked for passage to come through Edom in order to go do it, and the Babylonians were let pat through. The Edomites said, "Sure, oh, you want to attack our brothers? Go right ahead. Here you go, for safe passage." And so because of that, God remembered, and he's promised final judgment. Folks, listen. He said, "I'm going to wipe you all out, and there'll be no one spared." Now, as we close today, and to keep this challenge in mind, as I've touched on, the Ammonites, they're going to be restored in the millennial kingdom. Jerusalem and Judah will be restored in the millennial kingdom. There's going to be other nations that are going to be restored in the millennial kingdom, but Edom won't be. And my question is, I don't know what the answer is for the United States. And I want us to pray that our nation would be pro-Israel. We're still somewhat pro-Israel, and I'm grateful for a president who's pro-Israel right now. Because of that, we may be restored. In the millennial kingdom, there may be a United States of America. There may be a nation that exists. But if we choose to go against Israel and turn our back on them like the Esau did and his descendants did, there's no history for the nation of Israel, in the United States, even in the millennial kingdom. So be praying that our leadership stays for Israel, because that will spare us, even though a judgment's coming on our nation and has already begun. When the day that God restores the nations, we get to be a part of it because of those who are for Israel. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.